Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to everyone who is here now and present and with us later in the archives. Thank you for joining me. My name is Jean Souch, also known as Jean of Divine Healing, and I have some exciting news to share. If you went to my website, Jean of Divine Healing, you will find that all my channeled art is now up on my website and available, and it's also now available in HD cell phone for wallpaper, and you would use that for meditation and opening gifts and bringing yourself into a place of peace. I also have some other new exciting things happening, and I will be able to share them in a couple of weeks. So, thank you for being here. And I want to talk about, just for a brief moment before we go into a healing meditation, about standing in your power and not going into the fear with everything that's going on and happening around the world right now. There's a lot of protesting going on. Some are peaceful and some have been violent and have been causing lots of vandalism. And that is not a good thing. It seems that the world on a human level has become separated even more as a result of racism. And I want to say, first of all, that I believe that all colors matter. We all have the same color, red blood. We all have the same veins. We all have a heart. We all have the same organs. You know, we all are divine beings. And we all chose different experiences and lifetimes and different skins so that we could have the experiences. For our learning, for our growth, and to help improve the world. You know, we want to, everybody deserves to live in peace and harmony, right? So to stand in your power during these times, while things are shifting, first of all, we want to suggest, please don't go into the fear space. If you find yourself going into the fear space because of the news or other social media, just take a few breaths and go inside your head and say to yourself, what is happening is horrible, but I do not need to have it influence me into a negative emotional mental headspace. I can keep my head clear and filled with divine truth so that I can, if needed, participate from a place of grounded peace. And the world does need to wake up and say no more brutality of any form of any kind, whether it's coming from the government, the police, or the dark hat. It doesn't matter. But you don't really want to match that anger, and you don't want to match that grief, because it takes many people to change and shift things. If you're not aware of this, if a person was to hear or say something really negative about themselves, let's say they said, oh, I hate myself, right? And my guides know that I'm just sharing this as a teaching right now. But if you were to say those words or hear those words, you know, it takes 1,000 I love yous to erase one negative statement about yourself or others. So think about that, right? And we're going into eclipse season. You know, we got a big eclipse happening this Friday. And for those of us who are awake and helping others awake, we need to extra ground. We need to make sure that we're extra protected and in our space. So how do we do that? If those of you who would like to join me now, I would like to offer a healing meditation for standing in your power in peace, grounded harmony, truth, for the highest good of all, especially Mother Earth. And while we are beginning, please get your water ready if you would like it charged. Please close your eyes and place your feet on the floor. And with some very gentle breaths, know that you are breathing in pure divine light, the purest form of divine light. I am inviting the divine feminine masters, the divine feminine celestial beings, the heart and love of Pachamama, Mama Gaia, and the supreme creator of all love and light, mother of all love creation. Allow yourself and give yourself permission. If there is any racism programming within you that maybe you're not consciously aware of, set your intention to release it. If there is any racism in your family, in your bloodline, or in your friends that you hang out with, intend for this healing meditation to ripple over to them for their highest good. And with the understanding that they will receive it if they choose with their free will, which we hope they do. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. Release those bindings and shackles with each breath. Release all the places you've walked in this lifetime, another lifetime, where you may have picked up the energy of racism. And it doesn't matter what color. Because through history, every skin color has been a slave. Isn't humanity also a slave to the dark hats currently? Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the feet chakras. Excellent shifting there. Let's now breathe this divine light into your root chakra. With each gentle breath, let's also include all lifetimes, incarnations when you had a male body or a female body, including all female anatomy, all male anatomy, and releasing any races from any lifetime or connection that you might be holding, and we're replacing it with divine peace, divine truth, and light. Excellent. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, let all this resistances that are connected to racism from any lifetime release. Let peace fill you. Let divine truth fill you. Let your personal power be restored with each breath. I know you can all do this. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the sacral. I'm helping you. Excellent shifting there. Let's now go into the navel, through the umbilical cord, through the family line, through your generation after generation after generation bloodline. And let's release. Let's help our ancestors release any racism that they may have been holding on to. And replace it with divine truth, divine peace, grounded in who you are, love, light, magnificent. Breathing in divine light, here we go, into the navel. Letting it go with each breath. Let go of all resistances. Let go with peace. Let go with love. True love, light, and forgiveness. Breathing in, releasing through the navel, through the lineage. It's okay because think about it. There's centuries and centuries and lifetimes where people did experience or participate in racism. So be patient and kind and gentle with yourself as you help yourself from past incarnations and your ancestors' release. Excellent. Let's now breathe this divine light into your solar plexus. Not another day, if you choose, will you allow any human being, any circumstances, to manipulate you into forgetting that every human being is worthy and deserving of respect, honor, a healthy, successful and joyful life. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the solar plexus. You might be wondering, well, what is there another form of racism? Well, there is. It's racism when you put yourself down in any lifetime, any moment. How could you put yourself down? Well, maybe when you think you made a stupid mistake, because there are no stupid mistakes, but you've called yourself stupid or dumb or fat or whatever, okay? Forgive yourself because that was a racist statement about yourself. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into your solar plexus. You don't like the shape of your body, or at times you didn't, or the color of your hair, or that it's too straight, it's too curly, your feet are too big, your feet are too skinny. That's racism. Let that go. Excellent, excellent. Be really proud of yourselves because that was a really good one to get through besides the navel, and you all did it perfectly. Thank you. Now let's breathe this divine light into our heart chakras. With each gentle breath, releasing all those experiences, thoughts, and witnessing from this lifetime and all lifetimes. I mean, wasn't it a form of racism when people were burned as witches when they were actually healers? Right? That's a form of racism. Racism comes from fear and causing separation. You're in the heart space now, and to release those resistances and programmings. It's time to let your threefold flame, your God heart, your Christ heart, your sacred self heart, to rise and shine. It's time for your soul's creative, artistic passion, whatever that is, to come out and shine. Even if that artistic passion is public speaking. We are all one. We are all here to have this experience and to work together and to remember. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into the heart. With each breath, letting go. Letting go, let divine truth flow in. Let divine clarity raise your heart and shine your truth. Let all those heart experiences that were painful to release and let go. You are love. Let your divine self emerge with each breath. Excellent shifting there. Be proud of yourselves. Self-love, right? Let's breathe this divine light now into our throat chakras. And as we are breathing with each gentle breath, I will assist you in a moment. Let's also release from your larynx, your vocal cords, your voice box, your shoulders, the burdens on your shoulders. From any lifetime, any moment, when you made a racist statement about another or yourself, and let's release those now and let the divine light replenish your vocal cords as you breathe and release. Raising the vibration of your vocal cords, larynx, and voice box to quantum frequency love. So that when you speak or think, you speak or think with love. Through love, light, and forgiveness, let go. Through love, light, and forgiveness, let go. When a person, excuse me for using this word, but I need to use it. When a person is bitching and bad-mouthing another human being, regardless of the circumstances and condition, isn't that also being racism? Just think about it later. Right now, just let go. Let it go through love, light, and forgiveness, forgiving yourself and others. A lot of people are struggling right now, those who are listening live and those in the archives. Let go through love, light, and forgiveness. Forgive the ignorance of others. Forgive the ignorance of the moments that you spoke negatively about yourself or others. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the throat. Let go. Let go. That's good. You've released some. So now let's move on to the third and fourth eye, right and left side of the brain, cellular memory, and the God Alexa in the center of your head. Breathe in divine light. Release all illusions and deceptions. Allow divine connection, divine clarity, divine truth. Let's now breathe into the crown chakra. And as we send this divine light with each breath into our crown, we allow our crowns to open wider. As illusions and deceptions release, your crown opens and strengthens with divine connection, divine truth. Strengthening your connection with your higher self, your guardian angels and master teachers, and spirit guides. Breathe in divine light, exhale into the crown. Let's now go in and focus on our aura. We're going to focus on the seventh layer and work in. Please go inside your head and pull your aura in to 12 inches off your skin. Thank you. As we breathe in divine light and exhale into the seventh layer of our auric field. As all of those trapped energies are releasing, divine love, divine light, peace, harmony, love flows in with each breath. As we continue breathing, we release and we exhale into the sixth layer of our auric field. Layer after layer, releasing and receiving. Allowing, receiving of this gentle love, light, and peace. Breathing in this divine light and filling the fifth layer of your auric field. All layers. Gentle love, pulsating, vibrating, divine truth and clarity. Breathing in this divine sacred light and exhaling into the fourth layer of your auric field. All the layers that you release, gentle breathing, filling with divine light, divine love, peace. Grounded in serenity and truth, harmony with each breath. Breathing in this divine light, expanding into the third layer of your auric field. All layers, releasing all those trapped energies. Allowing divine truth, divine love, peace, quantum universal harmony, pulsating love, light, each breath. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the third layer. One more time, releasing and receiving. Excellent shift. there. Be proud of yourself. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the second layer. All those layers releasing through each breath. As all those trapped energies are releasing to find love, to find truth, peace, harmony flows in. Gentle love. Breathing in divine light and exhale into the first layer of your auric field. All layers releasing and receiving divine sacred truth, clarity, love, peace, contentment, joy. In your next breath, breathe in divine sacred love, the purest form of God's sacred Christ energy love. Exhale into your heart. With each gentle breath, let it cascade into all chakras, all organs, all glands, all systems with each gentle breath. With each gentle breath, let it fill down to the atomic structural level of your being, all your cells, your true self vibrating love, rippling out into all seven layers of your auric field. With each gentle breath, vibrating love, holding love, being love, breathing love. You are love. For those of you who have gotten your water out and ready for me, I'm going to charge it now before I ground you. And you can always retain this love feeling right now. Here we go. Our hands are over your water. And your water is charged and blessed. For those of you who wish to be grounded, for those of you who wish to allow yourself to ground yourself later, feel free. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Big breath. Eyes open. If you need to, you can put. You can rub your hands together. You can rub your hands on your face. Thank you for being here. Thank you for loving yourself enough to be here and participate. Because remember, it takes us all to help shift the world back into love, peace, respect, harmony, and unity. So we'll see you again here next Wednesday. Don't forget to go on my website and check out my channel's art. It's pretty cool. And check out the testimonials for them are really amazing, too, and I'm so grateful for them. I also just added up a new video that you'll find on the first page of my website of all the many things that I offer and more. So, for now, God bless you. Aloha, aho, and namaste. Remember, you are love. Until next week. See you later.